Greetings. I wanted to thank you all for tuning in for another episode of the Live Better, the Jason Beck Show. And on today's show, we are going to talk about what is the mark of the beast. I'm not here to get into the conspiracies. I'm not going to talk about it's this or that and stuff. We're going to stick to the Word of God. Because if you go to the end of the book, it talks about if you add or if you try to take away from these prophecies, there are consequences to doing that. And we're just not going to go there. We're just not going to go there. We're sticking to the Word of God. But I want to go ahead and pray right now for each and every one of you to be open and receptive to what I have to say. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, I just ask that you open their ears, open their hearts, and let their hearts be receptive and their ears be receptive to hear the Word of God, to hear your little, what you say the mark of the beast is. Not what man says, not what conspiracy theorists say, not what Satan is conjuring up to deceive people, or spiritual deception. What your word says it is. So I ask this all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, if not, or Bible apps, you can read along with me. I'm going to start in Revelation 13. And I saw a beast rising out of the sea with 10 horns and 7 heads, with 10 diadems on its horns, and blasphemies names on its head. And the beast that I saw was like a leopard. Its feet were like bears, and its mouth was like a lion's mouth. And to it the dragon gave his power, his throne, and great authority. One of its heads seemed to have a mortal wound, but its mortal wound was healed. And the whole earth marveled as they followed the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, for it had given authority to the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast? Who can fight against it?" And the beast was given a mouth, uttering haughty and blasphemous words. And it was allowed to exercise authority for 42 months. 42 months. I want you to pay attention to that. 42 months. It happened its mouth to utter blasphemies against God, blaspheming his name and his dwelling, that those who dwell in heaven also was allowed to make war on the saints and to conquer them. And authority was given to over every tribe and people and language and nation, and all who dwell on the earth will worship it. Everyone whose name has not been written before the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb who was slain. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. If anyone is to be taken captive, to captivity he goes. If anyone is to be slain with the sword, then with the sword must he be slain. Here is a call for endurance and faith of the saints. The second beast. Then I saw another beast rising out of the earth. It had 2 horns like a lamb, and it spoke like a dragon. It exercises all the authority of the first beast in its presence, and makes the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose mortal wound was healed. It performs great signs, even making fire come down from heaven to earth in front of people. And by the signs that is allowed to work in the presence of the beast, it deceives those who dwell on the earth, telling them to make an image for the beast that was wounded by the sword and yet lived. And it was allowed to give birth to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast might even speak, and might cause those who would not worship the image of the beast to be slain. Also, it causes all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or the forehead, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark. That is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the one who has understanding calculate the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. So, we go back to the question, what is the mark of the beast? It just said it right there what the mark of the beast is. It said where it goes. It's going to be a mark on your right hand or your forehead. You know, I don't believe that it's going to be some injection they give you. That is more conspiracy theorist. People are not reading scripture. I'm sticking to scripture. I am sticking to scripture and what scripture is saying. What is the mark of the beast? I believe it's going to be a mark. It might be like a tattoo, but it is going to be a mark. And people will not be deceived into taking the mark of the beast. They'll know what they're doing. They are going to, it's going to be an act of worship. They're going to worship the beast, the Antichrist, the son of perdition. They're going to worship him. They're going to give their allegiance over to him, so they take the mark. If the mark of the beast already happened, and it happened in some of these conspiracy theories that are going on right now, if you believe in the rapture, well, for one, you wouldn't be here. And two, we go back to the word of God. And it says that anyone who did not worship the beast, who would not worship the image of the beast, to be slain. That hasn't happened. A lot of people are jumping to conclusions. They're allowing the spirit of deception to deceive them. The thinking, oh, this is the mark of the beast. So that way when the mark of the beast comes out, they already think they already had the mark of the beast, and then they'll take the mark of the beast. Don't fall into pitfalls. Don't fall into conspiracy theories. Don't fall into fake news or stuff going on. You need to be reading the Word of God. Scripture, what does it say? It tells you what the mark of the beast is. So stop goofing around, if that's you. And get your nose and your eyes and your heart into the Word of God. I can't stress that enough. Already I cannot stress that enough. It's time to stop playing games. It's time for us to stop playing on the sidelines. We all need to pick up our crosses, all of us. That includes me. All of us need to pick up our cross every single day. Every single day of our life. You know, Jesus said that, you know, few will find the narrow gate to heaven. Many will find the broad road gate to destruction. It's not just, you know, I'm going to show up here and do this. It's picking up your cross every single day and picking up and getting in the Word. If you were in the Word, then you would know that all these conspiracy theories out there was not the mark of the beast. You would know what the mark of the beast is. So, and there's a lot of, there's some other stuff that has to happen. The son of the perdition has to show himself. There has to be a great falling away. There's a lot of stuff that has to happen in God's prophecy to even get to where the mark of the beast is. So I hope this sheds some light. I hope this helps a lot of you. And I hope that if you're feeling bad because of a family member said, oh, you already took the mark of the beast, rest assured, you haven't lost your salvation. If you have, you know,
because of this conspiracy. You haven't lost it. You still have it. You know, just make sure that you're living for Jesus Christ, that you're following God's will. You're doing the Father's will also, too. And picking up your cross daily. We all need to do it. And then I'm throwing myself under the bus, too. We all need to follow Jesus every single day and not look back. Don't be like a dog that goes back to their pile of vomit. We need to look to Jesus. We need to be in His Word. We need to memorize His Word. Because if we memorize His Word, a lot of people wouldn't be stuck where they are, trying to question what is the mark of the beast. You know what it is now. It's going to be a mark on the right hand or the forehead. And like it says in Scripture, those who do not worship the beast will be slain. And those that end up taking the mark, they're the ones that take the mark. That means their name is not in the book of life, the life of the Lamb. It says that in Scripture. I'm not pulling that out of thin air. It says it right there. So do not try to add, do not try to take away the books of prophecy of Revelation. You shouldn't do that in any of the books. I know there's a lot of talk currently right now of, you know, a lot of stuff going over, you know, over yonder. And I don't know if many of you know what happens in the event of a nuclear blast of any sorts. Well, I'm here to tell you, what it does cause after a nuclear blast goes off, it causes what's called electromagnetic pulse. I'll get it right there. Still don't know how to talk. You get the point. An EMP causes a burst. It's going to knock out your car. It's going to knock out your generator. It's going to knock out your RV. It's going to knock out anything that has a computer system. There goes your computer. Everything is out. It will not come back. It will not work. But thanks to EMP Shield, there is a solution now to your problem. You can be covered in the event of an EMP. It covers an E1, E2, and E3. Also covers you for solar flare and lightning strikes as well, too. Great thing about the EMP side, it'll cover you. It's supposed to cover you for if you run into two waves. But the lightning strike only once. So do keep that in mind. But the benefit of having EMP Shield is you're giving you and your family the peace of mind of knowing that in the event of an EMP, you can still have a running vehicle, you can still have your solar panels running, you can still have your generator running, so you can still have all of that if in the event that you do need it. Use coupon code JEB, that's coupon code JEB. Get you a $50 coupon code for that. Works for multiple devices as well, too. Please share that around to others. A lot of people may not know that there is a solution in the event of an EMP. That way everybody can stay protected and everybody can have the peace of mind. Welcome back to the show. Hope you enjoyed learning about EMP Shield. You know, like, there is some stuff more about it, which is really cool. Like, it's been military. You know, it has gone through military testing, which is cool. And, it's made right here in, made right there in Kansas. So, hey, it's made here. So that's pretty cool. And that's awesome. So, you know, any purchases that you do make EMP shield would go to help the podcast. And most of all, it'll bless each and every one of you whoever gets an EMP shield in the event something does happen. So, but I just wanted to thank you all for tuning in for another episode. I hope this helps you. Please share this around with others. I would like to pray for you before we head out. And just rest assured, you stick to what's in the Word. Don't try to twist it around. Don't let anyone else try to twist it around. When God says in Revelation there's going to be a locust, it's going to be a locust. You know, it just is what it is. You don't always have to try to interpret it into your own interpretations. Let it be what it is. I'm going to pray for each and every one of you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I just ask for hearts to be open, ears to be receptive. I pray for if anyone has a hardened heart, I pray that you soften it right now. And I also pray for those that do not know you, Lord, or that have strayed or have fallen away. You can come back, or you can come to the Father. Come to Jesus, you know, Lord Jesus Christ. What it means to be saved is to be born again. True repentance, true forgiveness, truly repenting is turning away from your sin. That true repentance is with Jesus Christ, is going to Jesus Christ, praying to Him, talking to Him. It's not following some sinner's prayer. It's that intimate encounter with you and the Lord. You and the Lord. Hashing it out. I pray for those to get right, to go and run to Jesus Christ. Not run to a sinner's prayer, but run to Jesus Christ. Only Jesus can save you. Jesus is the only one that can save us. He died on that cross for all of us so that we can have everlasting life with Him. Those that run to Him and repent and turn away from sin and trust Him and do the Father's will. That's how you get there. So I pray for everyone. I pray the Holy Spirit moves on your hearts. And I pray for those that have, like the prodigal son, have gone out left field. The Father's right there with open arms. All you have to do is run to Him. Ask Him to forgive you. He's right there. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. You don't have to run from Him. Run to Him. I just pray that you'll have a blessed week. Heavenly Father, please bless each and every one of them through these tough times that we're going through. Give them peace. Give them joy. And let them know that you're there. You're there. It's time. It's crunch time. It's time to make a decision. No longer can we stay on the fence. It's time we go all in. All in for your will. Let your will be done. Not my will. Not anyone else's will, Heavenly Father. But your will be done. And I ask this all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. I just praise God for each and every one of you. I love each and every one of you very, very, very much. And please share this with others. And I do have a prayer request for each and every one of you, if you could pray for. Pray that I can master my filler words. All of you probably noticed there's a filler word that I use a lot. And it is, you know. How many of you have used that or use that? Something I'm working on. Just pray that I can, you know, focus and not use that as much or not use it at all during the podcast. But I do have some exciting news. We'll be bringing on another guest onto the show soon. So I'm excited about that as well. And I'm excited about just sharing more of exciting and more of God's message and love and His Word with you, and being able to continue praying for each and every one of you. And like I said, I love you all very, very much. Be safe. And don't forget, I have a friend, another brother in Christ. His phrase on his channel, he has a YouTube channel, is always telling people to be prepared. Joseph, Pharaoh. I mean, a lot of times God has went and warned them of food shortages, of famines. Don't be left out with no food. Things are coming. Things are going to get tougher. Things are going to get harder. But joy of the Lord is your strength. The Lord is your strength. Have that joy in the midst of tribulation. Have that joy in the midst of your famines. Have the joy in the midst of inflation. Have joy in the midst of hyperinflation. Whatever happens, have joy in anything, any type of tribulation. Have joy in the good times. Have joy and pray and talk to God and read your Bible. Love you all. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful and blessed night, morning, day, wherever it is that you're at. Love each and every one of you. God bless.